Half a million gallons of wastewater spilled onto Honolulu's streets and quickly flowed into public parks and waterways. That prompted city officials to shut down Ala Moana Beach Park and close shorelines along Waikiki.
What we have decided to do is shut down the beaches from the Kapahulu Groin all the way to Point Paddock.
Lori Kahikina is the director of the city's Department of Environmental Services. She says the spill was partially caused by stormwater entering the wastewater system, causing raw sewage to surge onto Atkinson Street near Ala Moana. A second wastewater pipeline in the area was under repair and was only able to be activated after most of the damage was already done. Kahikina says all of this was too much for the city's sewage system to handle.
And what you have behind me is a major sewage backup of our Ala Moana gravity line. It's a 69-inch diameter. When the heavy rains, it overwhelmed our system.
For now, the public should stay out of the water, says Shane Enright, spokeswoman for the city's Department of Emergency Services.
This can be dangerous. There is risk of infection. So please stay out of the water at least for the next couple of days or until we get the okay to go in. Don't take the risk. We don't know right now what is in the water. You could get a serious infection, get extremely sick, or even worse.
Staying out of the water is disappointing for the millions of tourists that flock to Waikiki Beach every year, including Ben and Mandy, who are visiting Oahu from Sydney, Australia.
It's a bit of a bummer that we can't really go swimming, so.
And we're only here for the day, so we're hoping to go for a swim right now, but obviously, you know, it's not really that clean. It's really murky. It's almost like a dark charcoal color. It's not really appealing.
The city has collected samples of the water and expects to see results on bacteria levels in the next 24 hours. Until then, popular beaches like Waikiki and Ala Moana will remain closed. Molly Solomon for HPR News.